welcome back to the parenting course. Just a reminder that if you're taking this course alone on the commute, but you're parenting with a partner or spouse, I want to make sure you include them in the course as well. Invite them to watch the same videos as you, either on their commute or at home on their computer. And then discuss those questions at the end of each video, over dinner or in the evening with your partner in parenting. But for now, enjoy today's content.
And aim is that our home should be the primary place where our children learn good values to live by. The values we pass on will affect everything: their relationships, their attitudes to sex, alcohol, drugs, etc., how they use their time and their money, whether or not they're concerned for the needs of other people.
As we said in part one of this session, what we do will be of far more significance than what we say. Which is why we've put modelling values as the rim around the parenting teenager's wheel. It's the values we model that will be the most enduring. For example, whether we demonstrate that character is more important than academic or sporting achievements, whether we value success in relationships more highly than material success, whether we're living in line with what we claim to believe.
Parents think, and teenagers would have us think, that our values are nothing but things to be rejected because they're old person's values and they're things that you rebel against. The good news is that teenagers might very well on the surface reject our values and behave in an opposite way, but those values sink in. And that's why when we become parents, we suddenly go like this and think, oh dear, I've become just like my mother or just like my father. I never thought I would. This is what happens, that teenagers will absorb our values, whether they know it or not, and whether we expect it or not, and it's going to happen. So it's still important for us to project those values and to stick to those values and not worry about the consequences.
Teenagers smell hypocrisy a mile away. Ultimately, they will respect authenticity and honesty. It's not about being perfect parents. We'll never achieve that. But rather, deciding on what's most important to us and then seeking to live that out.
So much of what we're passing on, we won't even be aware of. For example, if our teenagers see us being open and honest, they will more than likely do the same. If they see us being generous and hospitable, they will see that as the norm.
I think the most important thing is setting a good example. I think that, like, parents should always, like, if they say don't do this, they shouldn't go and do it themselves. Like I think it's really important, not to swallow your own words or be a hypocrite, because I think parents are the main role model for children growing up. And you think if your parents are genuinely good people and they don't lie and they don't do this and their life's going well and they're happy, then you think, well, maybe if I try and do this, then I'll be happy and I will. I think to build up trust in your children. If your children, if they can't trust their parents, then what can they do? How can they trust anyone? Because they're the people they're meant to be closest with. So I think trust is really important in a relationship with children.
Despite what we may read or hear or feel, we as parents are the main influence in our teenagers' lives. They learn most not from their peers, the media, the internet or their school. They learn most from us.
I think what's interesting is my dad has, and my mum, has kind of taught us to be accepting of everyone and all different cultures and stuff like that, which I really like because it's enabled me to kind of relate to different people.
Being kind to people, not reading books by their covers, not jumping to, conclusions, always trying to see other people's views before you consider your own.
So, a second aim is to make our home a place where our children learn good values.
A question for you today. What values would you like to pass on to your teenager? What's important to you that you'd like to see being important to your child? You can consider that one on your own, or maybe work with a friend or with your spouse or partner in parenting. We'll see you tomorrow.